by, this is number 11 of the Supernatural Spirits Magic School, where we go through the lessons you'll need in order to become a Adeptus Major once you've gone through the 1,000 MP3s. Now, in this one, we are giving you another talisman, another amulet. This one is the Voodoo Talisman Psychotronic Generator. And you see from RV Science, Supernatural Spirit, we sell Voodoo Psychotronic Crystals. This one, of course, is the Voodoo Psychotronic Generator Talisman that has embodied within it the third branch of voodoo that involves a sacrifice and, of course, automatically controls the lowers to do anything you want. So it's rather like a genie in a bottle. The lowers have become your servants, and they are fed the power to do the talisman's work. Is fed by the ritual slaughter of the blacks. Who have been murdered and slaughtered for the lowers. Now, we know that 12 million is the number of African slaves taken across the Atlantic between 1450 and 1850. We had half a million to Europe, 550,000 to Arabia, another 1.25 million to North Africa, and hence to Europe. Remember, the Ottoman Empire was there, so they used in the Ottoman Empire. We had 2.1 million going to Brazil, 3.8 million to the West Indies, 400,000 to North America, and all of these generated torment and death done to themselves, which of course feeds and has fed the voodoo talisman. How? Well, think of it, the tunnel of white light, which they travel up at their death, has simply been rerouted into the talisman, so that the talisman feeds all of their souls into the talisman, which of course has within the talisman the voodoo lowers that then simply can feed off the souls of the black slaves, producing a gigantic amount of magic, which then enables the lowers to do your bidding, and they can only feed. And when they do feed, they then have to obey you and do only your bidding. So we've basically taken over all of voodoo, Santeria, and juju. Now, we know, of course, that this magic is the dominant magic on the planet in the 21st century. Because, of course, the blacks in Africa believe in juju. We have the Premier League blacks footballers paying thousands to witch doctors to protect them from juju. to protect them from black magic. And I'll read you a story from The Eye, which shows the power of this magic, which now, of course, is at your command if you buy the Voodoo Talisman Psychotronic Generator, which, of course, costs $600. This comes from The Eye, 30th of September. Italy. Pimps use black magic threat to keep Nigerian women as slaves. Pimps are using black magic to exercise control over an increasing number of Nigerian women used as sex slaves in Italy. Migration watchdogs have warned. Around 6,300 young women arrived in Italy from the West African country in the first 8 months of 2016, up from 3,400 in the same period last year, according to the International Organization for Migration. Up to 80% of the women are trafficked and are being forced into prostitution in order to repay debts ranging from 25,000 to 100,000 euros, Italian charities say. Campaigners claim business for pimps is on the increase in Sicily, where there has been a large influx of Nigerians. The women need help to integrate in society, said Oriana Canova, head of the Penelope Association charity in the city of Catania. The increase in the number of Nigerian women means it is increasingly difficult to keep tabs on pimps and madams. And the number of unaccompanied children from Nigeria has also surged. Around 1,700 arrived in the first 8 months of this year. 1,000 came during the whole of 2015. It is reaching the stage where it's out of control, said Margarita. Lamont, legal advisor in Catania for this organization. Many young women are told not to return home by their families because of the fear of a black magic curse that creates a spiritual bond between women and their pimps. A form of black magic known in Nigeria as juju is used to force women to swear an oath of obedience to their traffickers before they embark on their perilous journey. The threat of a curse if the oath is broken and the possibility of violence by traffickers at home often traps victims in sexual slavery. There was one Nigerian girl some years ago who abandoned prostitution, then someone was really sent to her home in Nigeria to kill her brother, said Vivian Wiwoloku, president of the charity Pellegrino della Terra. Miss Limoni, so it wasn't Lamont, it was Limoni, said the spiritual and psychological grip of Nigerian pimps, madams, and traffickers makes it harder to support the victims. Around 12,000 Nigerian women have reached Italy over the sea in the past 2 years, a six-fold increase compared with the previous two-year period. Now, if you think there are 1.1 billion blacks, Negroes, in Africa, and a vast majority of them not only believe in juju, but know it controls their lives and can destroy their lives. You can see, of course, therefore, the massive power of the supernatural spirit, voodoo lower talisman, because we've got 1.1 billion billion Negroes feeding this talisman, feeding it with power, because of course the entities that do the juju, that do the black magic, that do the killing or the cursing, are the voodoo lowers. So this pantheon of Negro gods, entities, lowers, are now trapped in the psychotronic crystal and do your bidding. So you can see, of course, the massive power. We've got voodoo lowers for love, voodoo lowers to bring you money, good fortune. We've got Baron Samedi to do the nasty stuff. They're called different names in Santaria, different names in this Nigerian juju, but they're all the same entities. And of course, they all feed off the bioplasm, soul fluid. And of course, Higgs field that's released when humans die. Now, of course, they can only feed when they do the magician's bidding, because of course with the advanced technology of the Archmage of the Illuminati, I've changed the past so that all of the energy that they fed on from these Negroes, the 12 million that were shipped over to the New World, the millions that have died in all of the wars in Africa, all of this has been changed so that all of that force, that tunnel of white light, has been moved into a special place in the spirit world. Remember I said I use the trees to elevate myself to the spirit level. In occultism, we've got five different directions, five different elements: earth, air, fire and water, and spirit. Spirit, of course, is the element of the fifth dimension. So you can simply change the past, make sure that all of the force that these lowers were feeding on, they never fed on, because it's gone into the fifth dimension. And of course, if they want to get sustenance, they have to come up to the Archmage of the Illuminati in the spirit world, get their cupful of Negro bioplasm, soul fluid, and Higgs field, after agreeing to the covenant, which is they only get it for completing a mission. Payment only after completion of the mission. So with these voodoo lowers, with your voodoo talisman, you can simply hold it in your hand, make a wish, visualize what you want, and the lowers are forced to do your bidding, because the Archmage of the Illuminati has changed the nature of reality, which of course Ipsissimus, like myself, can do. Now we see this in the real world. It isn't me simply making it up, because of course we want the Negroes who are powering the juju, the voodoo, the Santaria, the magic. Remember, the black race believes in magic, is generating magic, and is observing magic. So of course in that race is using magic 24/7. The whites, of course, have simply been de-educated, so they're cut off from magic, apart from occultists like myself, and witches, and Wiccans, and Druids, which are in a tiny minority, or the Illuminati. But among the blacks, the population in Africa knows magic works, and it controls their behavior, and they observe it regularly. So, of course, one can see that they are the foodstuff of the lowers. They're, in fact, generating the lowers. One can think of the lowers as aspects of their collective unconscious. And therefore, the Negro is vital to generating huge amounts of magic in the 21st century, which the supernatural spirit, Magi, use for world control. Now, that means that the Archmagi, the Illuminati, wanted to increase production. We want Negroes to be producing lots of bioplasm and soul fluid, and of course, linking their Higgs field to the Archmage of the Illuminati. And how do you bleed humans of magic, of the force, of energy? Well, it comes from the Don Juan books that the energy of humans is held as a energetic coat around them, and when they go through emotional cascades, when they have emotional outbursts, they can be fed off. So we want the Negroes in a state of emotional outbursts so they can be fed off, so we can maximize the yield from the Negroes that are supplying the magic. So you see why Africa is a complete basket case in order to keep up production. And now, of course, we want the Negroes in the West in the same state in order for maximal production. So one sees the Archmage of the Illuminati, Tim Rifat, changing reality so the blacks have their emotional outburst all the time, are in a constant state of anger and fear and torment, which one sees manifested as Black Lives Matter, where in fact at least 100 blacks have been ritually sacrificed. So the 100th monkey effect, which means that once 100 of a race have manifested the meme, then all the race manifest the meme. And the meme, of course, was that all of their force, all of their magic, all of their energy comes to the Archmage of the Illuminati, Tim Rifat, that their lives, their tunnel of light from the black race, can, of course, be diverted to the Archmage of the Illuminati. So we've seen the 100 blacks, Negroes, killed in America. We've seen, of course, the rise of Black Lives Matter, which is wonderful because it generates massive emotional outbursts in the Negro race. And all of these outbursts mean they are losing massive amounts of their energy, which, of course, is all being fed via the 100th monkey effect, the magic spell that the Archmage, the Illuminati, the Ipsissimus, Tim Rifat has cast to feed the magic of the Ipsissimus. And, of course, he can then control the lowers and feed them tiny amounts of the Negro force when they complete a mission. So that means that all of the voodoo lowers, all of the gods of the Negroes are now like the Nigerian women, being pimped out and acting as whores for the Ipsissimus Timrifat. Similarly, if you think of any other gods, they can be controlled in this way, be they the Greek gods or the Roman gods or the gods of the Illuminati. All of these simply can be controlled and used. But why the Negroes are so important is that the Negroes are the race that believe in magic, observe magic, and act on magic out of all of the human races. Now, if one comes to the Hispanics, a lot of them believe in magic, so they, of course, can be linked in to the voodoo, Santeria, juju, talisman, and one, of course, then wants them to be suffering loads of death, and of course lots of emotional outbursts. And we know that Mexico and Central America are massive devotees of Santeria, which of course is feeding the Ipsissimus and feeds your voodoo, Santeria, juju, talisman, psychotronic generator. So that means, of course, one wants Mexico and Central America in a state like Africa of war. Look at Sudan, South Sudan, Somalia, Nigeria, Chad, Libya. They're all in a state of war, lots of killings, which of course is supplying loads and loads of lovely force to power the magic of the Ipsissimus. So of course we want Mexico and Central America to be in this state, which of course they are. Massive violence in Mexico and Central America due to the drugs gangs. Then, of course, we want to broaden it to other areas that use voodoo, like Brazil. Massive number of slaves went to Brazil, as we saw, 3.8 million. So one wants to cause massive emotional outburst in Brazil. We saw that, of course, with the coup, getting rid of Rousseff, their president, deposing her, which of course has caused massive controversy, massive emotional outbursts in Brazil. So the Brazilian Negroes and Santeria proponents can be fed off. No, Brazil was 2.1 million. West Indies was 3.8 million. So that one can see that this magic demands that the cattle, the human cattle who are feeding the magic of the lowers, and of course the Ipsissimus Timrifat simply has the lowers as aspects of his being. He simply made the collective unconscious his consciousness. So these lower simply now don't have a separate existence from the Ipsissimus. He simply has all the powers of the lowers, at his disposal. They've been sequestered. For lesser beings like yourself, that's impossible, because you simply haven't ascended to the requisite level that would be needed. So, of course, you need a voodoo, lower juju, santaria, talisman, and use it like a genie in the bottle, where you simply make a wish, and it carries it out for you. And to increase the production of force by the proponents of santeria, voodoo, juju, we of course want to raise their emotional levels, like Black Lives Matter has risen the emotional levels of the Negroes in the West to have huge emotional outbursts that bleed them dry of their magic to feed the lowers. So of course we want the Mexicans and Central South Americans, in fact the Hispanics, we want them in the same state as the Negroes with their Black Lives Matter. So of course we have Donald J. Trump and his wall, which of course has put the Hispanics into a state of panic, terror, fear, that they're going to be walled out of America and trapped in Mexico and Central America and the rest of the third world Americas forever, which of course increases magic production. And simply, of course, with the migrant crisis, we're getting thousands of blacks, Negroes, drowning in the Mediterranean. They're all coming from Libya. We saw 169 of them drowned just off the coast of Egypt. All of these drownings are ritual sacrifices producing loads and loads of magic. So instead of carting people down to a dungeon, doing a black mass over them and ritually sacrificing them so that their life force powers the ritual, we simply get them to do it to themselves. This, of course, has been made possible for the Ipsissimus because the Pentagon have given him all the power to do this, to enable him to carry this out on a gigantic scale. This being called the Suicide Squad Force, which the Pentagon, with their multi-billion psychic warfare program designed to try and stop the Ipsissimus, Tim Rifat, because of course they can't kill me, because they know killing me doesn't solve the problem, because I'm in the spirit world and simply walk in to another body or bodies. If you've seen the Denzel Washington film about the demon that jumps from body to body, you'll see the Pentagon and NATO's problem. I'm simply unkillable, because if you kill this vessel, I simply pop up somewhere else. Once you become an Ipsissimus, death no longer becomes a problem. You simply move into another vessel. And of course you can see that by killing me, they would then cross the Rubicon and would seal their own extermination. Because, of course, an Ipsissimus can do anything, and destroying the United States and Europe, Australia, New Zealand, is child's play. I simply don't do it now, because it amuses me to play with them. But, of course, as you can see, once I'm not amused, death on a gigantic scale will descend, which of course is called in occultism Armageddon and the Apocalypse. So you can see that all of the production by the Negroes and the Hispanics, all of whom believe in magic and produce loads and loads of magic via their essences, their human essences, which Russian researchers call bioplasm soul fluid, and of course their Higgs field, this magic substance that makes the world solid. All of this is being released by the Negroes, 1.1 billion in Africa, and all the Hispanics. We know there are hundreds of millions of Hispanics in South America, Mexico, Central America, who of course believe in Santeria. All of this feeding the magic of the Psylord, who of course has had the lowers downloaded into his bone generators, so that the lowers simply are part of him. Simply like putting an app on your phone, you upload the lower to your bone generators, and then it becomes, their powers all become yours. They're totally sequestered, and with bone generator technology, which of course the Ipsissimus has mastered, you then, like an app, simply add apps to your magic mobile phone, which of course is you, and you get more and more and more power, more and more capability. So you can think of a mobile phone as able to broadcast your intents across the planet. You can phone someone on a mobile phone and get them to do something on the opposite side of the planet. Similarly with magic, you can simply cast a spell and someone on the opposite side of the planet does your bidding. So you can see the mobile phone analogy fits quite well. And if you add more apps, that then enables more capability. And if you had an app that would allow you to contact, say, 1,000 people simultaneously, you could then make one phone call and 1,000 people would do your bidding. If you had an app that allowed you to contact 1,000,000 people simultaneously, you could then control 1,000,000 people simultaneously. So you can see, of course, what we're doing with this magic is to show you how to increase your power from the feeble non-entity that you are to finally the Adeptus Major, which then allows you to control everyone around you with low magic to make you rich, to keep you youthful, to make you have the man or woman of your dreams, the career of your dreams, and to control people around you so that you are always successful and your enemies always get juju'd, they always get cursed, and if of course they continue, you simply take them out as a warning to everyone else not to piss with you. Enjoy it.